Now, Jerry, question for you. Loiso is wondering if he could speed up Mars missions with his theory. He'd like to know if you could send rockets mounted on rockets so that in space one rocket could launch off the other, and that would give the combined speed of two rockets. Would this actually work, he says?
Yes, is the answer. In fact, that's the way we do it. It's not the combined speed, it's the combined acceleration that matters, but eventually you get to this combined speed. So, for example, when you're launching a big rocket, you strap four or five small ones on, they're called boosters, and then you toss that up, and then you have a second stage, a third stage, and so on. So the cumulative speed is built up by adding rocket engines at various stages through the flight. Once you run out of rockets, there's another cute thing you can do, which is bounce off a planet or the moon. And you don't actually physically hit it, but if you go really close, then you can go down close to a planet and then zoom away.
This is what they call a slingshot, isn't it?
It's a slingshot, yeah, gravitational slingshot.
How does it work?
Well, if you time your motion of the spacecraft appropriately, you can take a little bit of the energy out of the orbit of the planet. So you slow the planet down slightly and speed yourself up. So total energy is conserved, but you transfer energy from the planet into the spacecraft.
But surely if you're being attracted by something, if you're zooming towards a big planet, its gravity is accelerating you towards it. When you've gone around the other side of it and you have to get away again, isn't it just going to pull you back as hard as it pulled you in the first place? So there's no net gain.
It's all a question of relative motion, and the fact that things are spinning as well helps to confuse things a lot as well. But no, nothing. If there were just you imagined a stationary planet and you went down and came back up again, then yes, you gain nothing. You just go. You would in fact go in what is called an orbit around that planet, round and round and round. And as the moon goes around the Earth, nothing would ever change. But if you go very close to the planet and remembering that the planet is moving compared to where you want to be, so in a different reference frame, then you can pick up some of the energy. And so that's how you get to an outer planet like Jupiter or Saturn. You do it by heading into Venus, and then you zoom around Venus at high speed and you get flicked out. And that's the only way.
So you let Venus pull you in, but by the time you get to Venus, Venus has moved off somewhere else. So you've just got the gravitational acceleration as Venus was temporarily there, and then you're on your way to somewhere else. And you do that a few times with a few planets, you can get a lot more speed than you would otherwise have with a rocket.
That's absolutely correct, yes. It's just a question of precision timing. And
it takes a long time, I presume, as well, because you've got to keep zipping backwards and forwards on the solar system doing journeys of billions of kilometres instead of just going A to B.
Yeah, a typical mission to the outer planets actually will bounce off Venus and the Earth and Mars two or three times before it heads on out. And so it's bouncing around the inner solar system, picking up speed until eventually it gets flicked out in the slingshot.
And it's still faster to do that in terms of time spent than to just have a really, really, really big rocket and accelerate yourself to a really, really, really high speed.
No. In terms of time spent, if you were rich and you had a really big rocket, that's the way to do it. But it's just wasting money to do that when you've got Isaac Newton can do it for you.
And also, is there not more, I suppose, inherent risk? Because if you've got a really, really, really big rocket, it's going to be a really, really, really big explosion if anything goes wrong. And also, you might as well take the lower risk pathway if you bounce off a planet, like you're saying.
Yeah, it works. You know, people have been doing it for a long time, so we know how to do it, and so it is cost effective. It does require some pretty cute calculations because you've got to know exactly where everything is going to be at exactly the right time and the right place. But that's what space scientists do for a living.
Thank you, Jerry. Now.